The sand poured back in once again, an unrepentant tide. He blinked, glanced at the crush of faces and bodies around him, and squeezed the package in his hand. The touch of the thick, slightly oily paper allowed him a sliver of recompensing joy. The face had gone. It had never really existed. But they'd have a good supper in their bellies tonight. Tom and Ma and Sally. He squeezed the package again. And then an odd feeling suddenly managed both to jerk and slither through his guts at the same time. He knew that feeling well. It had been an appallingly common feature of his life so far. Walter used to call it all dried peas and eels, which was a fair approximation for what Tom could only describe as that nasty stomach wrench you get when something is most definitely wrong. Looking up, he noticed that those gnarled lips and coal black eyes were rapidly retreating through the crowd, as far away from him as possible. The old woman was already some distance away. Her small figure moved surprisingly nimbly through the oncoming obstacles. His blood suddenly quickened and he began to follow her, tearing the paper open as he moved. One quick glance confirmed his suspicions. Three. Just three measly pairs of blistered eyes peered back up at him from inside the wrapping. Stop, he yelled after her, quickening his pace. I paid for six herrings, not three. Stop that woman, stop her.